Hello and welcome to SEO is Not That Hard. I'm your host, Ed Dawson, the founder of KeywordsPeopleUse.com, the place to find and organize the questions people ask online. I'm an SEO, developer, affiliate marketer and entrepreneur. I've been building and monetizing websites for over 20 years and I've bought and sold a few along the way. I'm here to share with you the SEO knowledge, hints and tips I've built up over the years. Hi there and welcome to episode 89 of SEO is Not That Hard. Today I'm going to be talking about a site that I looked at that's been hit by the HCU, the Helpful Content Update, and the recent core updates. The founder of this site is called Nate Take, and he's been making lots of posts on Twitter, sort of being quite open and public about the effects the Helpful Content Update back in September and the recent core update have had on his traffic to their site from Google. Now, their site is called travellemming.com. And, you know, as far as I can see, and as far as Nate is saying to people, this is all human written content. It's a travel site. It's got writers who are all generally locally based people, and they writing from their personal experience, using their own photography, all their own words, you know, all the kind of, writing as they believe for their, for real people with real content. So they're not a sort of spam farm or an AI farm. And they seem very genuine in what they're doing. And, you know, Nate's been very genuine with how this has affected him and his site and his writers on Twitter. And I've been looking at the site on and off for the past couple of weeks since it came across. And just a couple of days ago, I saw Nate posting on Twitter about how a particular page in wasn't ranking. This is a page about Seattle in Washington, and I had a look at it, and some people were giving him some suggestions on how they might improve the content on it, but I took a look at it as well, and I noticed that they've got at the top of the page a whole number of jump links to various bits within the article. So the article's covering various things on Seattle. So this one page was, as I say, covering quite a number of things. So it's covering things to do in Seattle, sites and attractions in Seattle, outdoors attractions in Seattle, free and cheap attractions in Seattle, cool and unusual attractions in Seattle, rainy day attractions in Seattle, food and drink in Seattle, and FAQ on just general, I think, things to do in Seattle. Those were the, each one of those was like a jump link in the top of their page. Now, I thought there looks like a lot of content here. I actually sort of cut the content out of the page, stuck it in a Word document and did a word count. And it's almost 9,000 words. So that's a very long page by anyone's stretch. I then thought, right, let's have a look at what kind of keywords and questions people are going to be asking around all these different categories they've asked. So I put it into keywords people use and created that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 7 or 8 different people also ask searches based on those jump links to the various parts of the page. And that got me about 240 odd different questions that people could ask about that. And I then clustered those keywords using the cert clustering functionality on keywords people use to find out how many URLs and what URLs are ranking for each one of those and how Google was clustering all those keywords together. Because obviously this one page is trying to hit all sort of 250 plus questions plus God knows how many other keywords. To me, it just felt like, is there just too much going on this one page? And that I know that Google says it wants content to be helpful for people. And in lots of cases, like I mentioned the other week, some people are doing too little on a page. And I was saying they need to bring more together in single pages. But I think this is the opposite end of the spectrum where you could take that too far and there's too much on one page to really be concise on anything. And you're probably, Google is thinking this is too unhelpful because there's too much content on here for people to find what they actually want. And when the clustering process ran, it actually split out all those sort of questions that were relevant to that page into 45 different clusters. So that's essentially almost, that could be up to 45 different pages would be ideal to rank for all the, to rank for all that content. You could, you know, so that's really going in the complete opposite direction. You're splitting it into lots and lots of pages. Some of these clusters were obviously bigger than others. But to me, it just looked like there was too much on, they're trying too much on a single page. And if you looked at the actual crawl data, the sites that actually were ranking for all these keywords, and obviously we've got Reddit and Quora at the very top, both of which were ranking for 166 of those 240 keywords and 143 in the case of Quora. So, you know, two thirds or more of those keywords they're ranking for, but they're ranking over 110 different URLs each. So Reddit ranks for 166 of the keywords over 110 unique URLs, and Quora ranks for 143 of those keywords over 107. So you can see how that Google's not trying to rank just one page for all this content. It's actually splitting it out amongst a whole bunch of different pages. And you know, the next one down, the third one down, TripAdvisor, which is probably a good result for this, they were ranking for 98 of those keywords over 59 pages. And then the Seattle Times, which you probably expect would rank for some of these things, yeah, they've got 68 keywords they're ranking for over 48 pages. Now, Travel Lemming themselves do actually rank for some of the keywords. I just need to find it on here. So bear with me a second. Travel Lemming, here we go. Yeah, they rank for 15 keywords over 6 URLs. But these are all over, these are different pages than the one that Nate had mentioned in his thread on Twitter. So, and these pages that were ranking were ones that were more specific around certain things. So one is, for example, is a Seattle food page. So that was ranking for keywords, a couple of keywords around food, and it was a page just about food. So again, this is where I think that in the case of this site, they've gone too far in one direction in terms of having the amount of content on a page. It's just become too much, and almost to the point where Google's saying, actually, you know, there's so much content on this page, we don't really know exactly what it's about. And even if we did rank it for certain questions or certain keywords people are using, how would those people necessarily find the right part of the page to answer their questions? You know, you're sort of giving them another task to then search within the page. So yeah, I think it's an interesting one. I will share a link in the show notes. I actually did a short video for Nate where I went through this, and I posted it on YouTube. And I also shared him the keywords list that I used, and also the clustering results. So you can go and watch that video. You can then look at the keyword list and the visualizations of the clusters, and then all the grouping of the clusters and all the competitor information there that's all available to see on our site. It's just a plain link. There's only for logins or anything like that. Anyone can view it. But I'd say it's worth a look, because it's an interesting take on why this one particular site has been hit, because I say they're still ranking for some things around these keywords on other pages in the top 10. So they're not, although their traffic has diminished hugely, there are still bits of their site that still seem to be ranking, but not these big, huge guides that they created. So maybe their situation is they need to look at how they structure guides. I would also, having done some further research, they've got lots of other pages on Seattle, which are again big, these big long pages. The interlinking between them seems weak in places, and it might just be that they need to sort of reevaluate the structure of their content, how much they're trying to rank, how much content they're trying to get on each page, and just maybe have a bit more of a logical architecture. Where it's more tightly focused on each individual topic that they're trying to aim for, rather than these guides that seem to look like they could potentially be cannibalizing each other as well as having too much content on each one. But I just thought I'd share this on the podcast because I find that an interesting exercise, and I think there are some things to learn from it. And I say, if anyone's got similar issues with their helpful content, updating a core update they've been hit, and they'd like me to take a look at any of these, just drop me a message. Details in the show notes on how to get a hold of me, and I'd be very interested to have a look. Before I go, I just wanted to let you know that if you'd like a personal demo of our tools that Keywords People use, that you can book a free, no obligation, one-on-one video call with me, where I'll show you how we can help you level up your content by finding and answering the questions your audience actually have. You can also ask me any SEO questions you have. You just need to go to keywordspeopleuse.com/demo, where you can pick a time and date that suits you for us to catch up. Once again, that's keywordspeopleuse.com/demo, and you can also find that link in the show notes of today's episode. Hope to chat with you soon. Thanks for being a listener. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe and share. It really helps. SEO is not that hard. It's brought to you by keywordspeopleuse.com, the place to find and organize the questions people ask online. See why thousands of people use us every day. Try it today for free at keywordspeopleuse.com. To get an instant hit of more SEO tips, then find the link to download a free copy of my 101 quick SEO tips in the show notes of today's episode. If you want to get in touch, have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at Channel 5 on Twitter. You can email me at podcast@keywordspeopleuse.com. Bye for now, and see you in the next episode of SEO is Not That Hard.